WMFO, Medford, 10:04 in the morning. I just got the legal ID in there. I have till 10:05, so I'm good. All right, so we're not having any fun at all here in the studio. We have American Ocelot in here, and we just heard their influences. We heard the great band Hullabaloo, Drink to Get Drunk. That's the whole point, isn't it? Heard the Beatles, always hear the Beatles, from Revolver. That was a remastered version, so it sounds real good. That was Taxman. And the Cars from Moving in Stereo is just what I needed. Yay! So let's talk about your new record, A Million Things.
Well, it was a long work of love. Like, it took a few years to make because I didn't have a band yet, so I needed to make a demo. And I always go to Galaxy Park and work with Richard Marr. And the people that played on the record, originally we had Jason Sloan from The Charms played drums on some of the tracks, and then Alex Brander from Big D and The Kids Table played some tracks. And then, you know, I steal most of Devil Love. Like, I've known Jason Raffi since he was in the Cautions with my friend Eric Barrow, like, from the olden times. So he always plays bass, like, when I go in the studio. And I don't have a band. And Ken Rothman came in, too, to play all the guitar parts. So we made this demo, and I just wanted to have it out so that, you know, I could attract the amazing musicians that I was able to get by having, like, some quality songs. I write songs all the time, but they're in this giant book, and then I just pull some out, and I start working on them and make it happen. And we already have, like, new songs, obviously, that we're going to record together as a band. We may re-record some of the songs.
Yep.
Just because, like, as a band, we definitely sound different than the studio versions. But it was really thrilling for me to make it, you know, songs that I wrote and, like, brought, like, them to life and whatnot. I would go into the studio with Richard, and I would just play on my keyboard, and we'd pull up a drum machine up, and I'd lay down the scratch tape, you know?
It sounds vocals. Pretty fun.
And yeah, it's a long process, but it's really worth it to put the time in and to invest the effort to make it sound the way you want it to.
So the record is called Million Things, and that's one of the two songs we're going to play. The other is Change. Yep. Talk a little bit about Million Things and why it's the title track. How does it get to be a title track?
That song, like, it's just so poppy, so hooky. It's one of my old tracks for my old, like, that I wrote with my old people, you know, from the olden times. But I just, like, spiced it up and created a new version of it that I just love that song. I didn't want to let that track go.
All right, cool.
And also, like, if you look at the cover art, Million Things, that's a picture of the Hancock Tower. With the million windows, right?
Yes.
Million Things.
And Change. Change is the first one that I heard from you guys. Mm. And I played it before. I love it. Tell me about Change.
Yeah, it's all about, like, just being able to reset yourself and focus. And if you want to, you know, do something different, that, you know, you can. That you are empowered to, like, try to change people's minds, change yourself. Like, you're really in command. I learned that concept. I was in grad school, and we had this, like, child psychology class. And we talked all about how, you know, your life is about the choices that you make and the constraints that you feel. And you make certain choices because of the chains that you feel on you. And I want to write a song that was about, like, no, you don't have to be set in that. You can really move forward, but it's hard.
Nice. Anybody else in the band want to add anything about those two songs? Feel free. If you don't, you don't have to. We have a taker.
I just wanted to say, Joni writes really great songs, and it's a lot of fun to play them. And we do play them a little bit differently. We put our own spin on it, you know, when we play them. But the recordings are great as well. And yeah, and we're psyched. And it's fun, the two that, one of the ones that we're doing live today, we helped, you know, we all did kind of created that one a little together. It's Joni's song, but we all put our parts in. But
yeah,
okay,
we're looking
you.
Forward to, you know, if we do re-record these, that's great. If we do other new ones, that's great too. But
okay.
it's a lot of fun.
So I'm going to play those two songs. I'm going to play Change. I'm going to play Million Things. I wish, by the way, the listening audience, I wish you could see Sarah's jewelry. It's really cool. Yeah, she's such a rock and roller. And then after that, these guys are going to play live. Yeah, they are. All right, so make sure I get everything up. I do. Okay, let me start with Change. Go right into A Million Things with a masterful segue, I'm sure. And we'll be back to have these. What are you laughing at? We'll be back in just a second, and we'll have them play live. American Ocelot, that is, not them. I'm Mike. Destiny's here. Dan's here. Everybody's here. It's WMFO.
Thank you. WMFO
right here in Medford. 10:16 in the morning. I'm Mike here with American Ocelot. Destiny Costa's here. Dan Anklin is here. And everybody's sort of all over the place because we're going to have a live set here, a couple of songs from American Ocelot. Just heard a couple of songs from them from their Million Things record, heard Change and Million Things, the title track. That was wonderful stuff. And I don't want to forget that you're playing today at Porch Fest in Malden at 48 Gould Ave at 2 p.m. Yeah?
I think it's 46 Gould. And
I could have made a typo. Is it 48?
Yeah, I think it's 46, but it's on the map. And we're on the number 2 trolley loop. There's a trolley. So if you park at any of the elementary schools, I think they're going to have these trolleys on a trolley schedule.
Who else is playing with you guys?
Galaxy Cake, which is a
Holly.
Band. Yeah,
yay.
It's with Holly Cantor and Kristen Hughes and Molly Marnine and Meredith B., you know.
And who else?
That's it, just the two of us.
Oh, God, as if that wasn't enough.
There's two bands playing at that location.
And not only that, in July, you've got such a great gig at the Square Root, playing with the Grip Weeds. I love the Grip Weeds. How did you... That's such a coup.
Well, like, Sarah was talking with Dan, who's here, and he offered us that show, and we jumped on it, because even though they're from out of town, they're amazing.
Yeah,
and the Square Root is such a small venue to see such a big national act. Like, well, I guess they're big regionally, but they have played all over. They played everywhere. And they've been around for a long time. They're really, like, they go along with our music. They're very pop. I think people would really enjoy them that like to see pop. And you should check them out at you know, Apple Music. They're on all the streaming platforms,
definitely,
too.
Definitely. I play them often enough, for sure. So that's July 15th at the Square Root.
Yes.
American Ocelot with the Grip Weeds. Wow, what a wow.
And next Saturday, we're playing also with at... Arlington Porch Fest on Fordham Road. We're playing with Holly again and the Zip Ups, which is Noel Bach's new band with Lisa McColgan and Kevin Coombs. And we're also playing with Happy Little Clouds.
Who we heard
as well,
today.
Who we heard. And they, Galaxy Cake and Happy Little Clouds played at our debut show also. So we really enjoy playing with them. They're friends of ours. And it's going to be an amazing, fun day. Porch Fest, of course, is filled with all kinds of amazing artists, and we hope
so
you can stop
fun.
By for a little while to see us.
I will be there. Oh, I know you were talking to everybody, but it's all about me, so I said I'd be there. All right, so we're going to hear you guys play live so you guys will know what they sound like live. Nothing like live radio. First, we're going to hear Fly Away, and we're going to hear Recording. So, all right, you guys, we're going to point the microphones over there, and we're going to do this thing. All right, these are American Ocelot. Would that be the correct grammar, teacher? Is that the way it is? All right, so this one is called Fly Away. Take it away, everybody. Thank you.
light is scorching down. Drive across the bridge into the ocean.
That was American Ocelot. The first of two. That was called Fly Away, live here in fabulous Studio A in WMFO. You guys, we've got one more. It's called Recording. Take it away whenever you're ready. It's live in Studio A. This is American Ocelots.
I smell the ashes burning brightly in the mix. Gonna make some coffee now and keep on working till I get it right. I get it right. Blue light streaming through the room. Red blends in with purple soon. Inspiration's right outside. Let's open the door and go to the light. Take a break, amble around. Stumble on through the parks and grounds, parks and grounds. Telling free fall. Will you catch me? Will you find me now? Don't get cross, don't hit a wall. The words are here, keep on going, cause you're so close, you're so close. Start from the beginning. Listen again. It's okay to make a few edits. Sprinkle a few drops of gray glitter around to make it glow. I taste the salty blood sloshing in my mouth, in my mouth. Gonna stop on biting down. Keep on working till I get it. Pain relievers on the table, bottle caps and broken glass. Inspiration's right outside. Let's open the door and go to the light. Take a break, amble around. Stumble on through the parks and grounds, parks and grounds. Twirling, free fall. Will you catch me? Will you find me? Yeah. Don't get cross, don't hit a wall. The words are here, keep on going, cause you're so close, you're so close. Start from the beginning. Listen again. Maybe not. Sprinkle a few drops of rain glitter to make it glow. Mm-hmm.
night at 10:27 in the morning. That was American Ocelot live right here in fabulous Studio A. The track was called Recording. Thank you guys so much. You're certainly invited to stay here and talk to us as we remember our friend Justine Kovalt. Those of us in the studio can see, I have Dan Anklin here. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, we you know, you everybody knows you, and you know, as Bootleg Dan, and you're a big musical guy here around here. And you got together with Justine how long ago now to get?
I've known her for about 5 years now.
Five years, and she formed Red on Red Records a couple of years ago, and you retired. I'm so jealous, but you have been her and will always be her right hand man, booking shows around here on behalf of Red on Red, and as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we all got a shock, to put it lightly. Thursday morning, our beloved friend passed away just suddenly, and we've dedicated the show to her today. And I know that you wanted to say a few things on behalf of our friend.
Yes, I do. Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
Everybody, good morning, rockers. I am here this morning to talk about Justine Kovalt, the force and the glue behind the best independent label in the world. I don't know if you knew it, but I've never heard a theme song for a record label ever. Justine did it all. She got the label up and running during the worst of in the American history. She brought together the best bands and musicians in Boston and beyond. She did all of this and had the high-powered, stressful job in the health industry. The amount of accomplishments in a short amount of time is overwhelming. Justine was smart and funny and kind. She loved rock and roll. She has two amazing bands, Justine and the Unclean and the Black Threads. She poured her heart and soul into both bands. I'm just blown away and how good she was. She just released the single Light, and it is an amazing CD with rockers and heartfelt ballads. The Red on Red family that she created is a real family, with the most talented musicians, which is an honor to be part of. The short amount of time I have known Justine has made a major impact on my life. She has been my friend, my mentor, and she believed in me helping Red on Red be the best damn record label in the world. I will never forget the night at the Union Square Tavern where Justine said, "You need a name. Bootleg Dan fits you." I want to send out my heartfelt condolences to Justine's family, to Haley, her daughter, and Tom, the love of her life, to Jay, her friend, over 40 years, the Red on Red family, and all of the Boston rock music community and beyond. We have lost the rock and roll queen. She is now in rock and roll heaven with the rock and roll greats before her. We will miss you, Justine. Rock on forever. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Justine, this is for you.
Love you, Justine.
Love you,
so much, Justine.
Miss you. All right, so I know that we all have stories and things we can talk about Justine, but I wanted to put together a little bit of a set, so just to give us a chance to collect ourselves. I put together five songs, three of which feature Justine's bands. There's two from The Unclean, and there's one from Black Threads, and the other two I just thought were apropos, so you'll hear it rounded out by Pink Floyd and by Elton John. The first one is from the new record that Dan mentioned, The Signal Light. This is the title track, right here at WMFO. Love you, Justine.
Wearing my resistance, stand down. hear the humming of the bees on a warm summer day, but they've taken down the trees and they've taken you away from me. I'm
message, Vicky.
Yes, and neither would you, Derek, this star nonsense.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it isn't.
I'm sure of it.
Thank you.
white walls of your dress, blue moss stained and scarlet red. You bled upon the coast on like a young man. In the foreign field of death.
WMFO Medford, 10:48 in the morning. Just heard some songs by Justine, and you know, relevant to and about Justine. Heard The Signal Light, the title track of her latest record for Justine the Unclean. The Chasm, also on that same record, from Justine's Black Threads. We heard Needles and Pins. What a great version of that classic song. Yeah, Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here. And Elton John, High Flying Bird. Okay, Destiny, you had a song you wanted to play by Joni Mitchell.
I did. And so I found out about Justine's passing right after my shift report at work yesterday. So I had to go right into work mode and couldn't really process it all day. I woke up this morning and was thinking about coming here, thinking about her. And for some, just all the, and this is how music works for me and DJing and everything. Just, I feel like the spirit world moves really powerfully through music. And I was sitting there getting ready to go, and all of a sudden Joni Mitchell and this song popped into my head, and I hadn't even planned on playing a song for her. It's your show, and thank you for letting me do so. I had just met Justine over the past few years, and she was amazing, and I've been watching her create this record label during a friggin' plague and not just get it off the ground. Like, as a DJ wanting new music to play, she's just throwing us these incredible bands, talented artists after talented artist. She was sweet and kind and genuine, and you know, she could have been someone in the, you know, the music scene that was condescending or, you know, too cool for everybody else, and she just was not that. And so this morning I'm getting ready, and this song popped into my head. It is Joni Mitchell's song Amelia, which is a beautiful, beautiful song, really, you know, about you're just about a woman doing what she needs to do. And Justine so impressed me with doing things her own way and making it work somehow. And I do feel like she was swallowed by the sky the other day. So Justine, we all love you. All of us collectively love you so much. Thank you for the music. Thank you for your beauty and your strong, strong surviving spirit. You will never be forgotten by any of us here. So here's Amelia for you.
Still be on my phone.
Jet planes leaving six white vapor trails across the bleak terrain. It was the hexagram of the heavens. It was the strings of my guitar. Amelia, it was just a false alarm.
Dream.
dreams and false alarms.
Okay, it's WMFO in Medford, 10:56 in the morning. Thank you, Destiny. That was a great song to play in honor of our dear friend, Justine. And we're going to end with a request from Dan Anklin, Bootleg Dan. And this is off of Justine's latest. Please let us know what's going on with that, Dan.
Hey, I want to thank Mike. I want to thank WMFO for having me on today to express my feelings for Justine are overwhelming. To me, this is the best song on the new record. The new record is unbelievably good, but the song that sticks out the most to me, Let's Boot.
It's WMFO.